We started yesterday. I want maybe to be mimed the dvorim, but we could go a shtickel to minamakim though. Reb Leib Malin, betzem is mimed the chakire. I want to be mimed it like Reb Leib Malin is mimed, and then we'll go backwards into the Tesfis. The halacha is, if a person is choshed al hashvue, it's a mishne in shvues, shekenegdoi nishba venoitel. Shekenegdoi nishba venoitel. Das is the mishne in shvues, Rashi brings down, ken amrinen bereish. Berg zayin de shvues, shachoshed al shvue, tikna hachoyim, shekenegdoi nishba venoitel. It's a mishne. Choshed al hashvue, shekenegdoi nishba venoitel. Klart Reb Leib, what is the pshat in this halacha shekenegdoi nishba venoitel? Two tzadim. One tzad zogt Reb Leib, the mahalachiv shekenegdoi nishba venoitel. What is the mahalachiv shekenegdoi nishba venoitel? The mahalach is that beetzem the choshud is chayev shvua. Chayev shvua? No, he's a choshud. He can't make a shvua. We know the halacha when a person cannot make a shvua, kaimelon kerababe mitoich shein yochol liyishov hameshalem. So when a person is a choshud and he cannot make a shvua, beetzem we have a matzev if mitoich shein yochol liyishov hameshalem. So the choshud really had to pay. Every time when you have a choshud, beetzem the choshud has to pay mitoch shein yochol liyishov hameshalem. He's a choshud. We don't let him to make a shvua. So he's in a matzav of mitoich. Mitoich shein yochol liyishov hameshalem. Chazal hot rachmon esafem. Chazal hot rachmon esafem. He will pay. Nebach, he's a choshud. And Chazal gave a eitze. They said, Einach Hanami has to pay. He's a choshud. Chazal gave a eitze. Let the shekenegdoi to make a shvua. B'meile, if the shekenegdoi, will make a shvua. So b'meile, I say, oh, say that Yenem will he will have to pay. Oh, but nistam, the shekenegdoi chosh will machen a shvua. This is the first tzad. The haynu, that the yesoid of shekenegdoi nishba venoitel is be'etzem, the tashlumim is mitzad mitoich. The reason Yenem pays because he's choshu al hashvua mitoich shel yochol liyishov hameshalem. Just letakonosoi, the main chosh as Yenem will machen a shvua. But when Yenem makes a shvua, he's not noitel with his shvua. He's noitel because Yenem is mechuyev shvua ven yochol liyishov hameshalem. Just they said, ha'bechotshat rachmones av dechshudim, it's a condition that Yenem will machen a shvua. But when Yenem makes a shvua, he's paying me'ikar adin. Why he's paying? He's a choshed al hashvua, and he ain't yochel yishova, mitoch shen yochel yishova, he's meshalem. This is one way. Other name, the reason choshed al hashvua, we don't say mitoich. Why? We have to see why we don't say mitoich. So what is the halacha shekenek de nishba venoitel? What is the halacha shekenek de nishba venoitel? It's a takone de rabbonon. When someone is choshed al hashvua, they gave a koyach to the other person to make a shvua and to take with a shvua, to be noitel b'shvua, not mitzad mitoich. Mitoich efshar doesn't exist b'choshut. Aber Chazal gave a koyach l'shekenegdoi, little b'shvua. If we put it down close, let's see the first side, he's not noitel b'shvua, the shekenegdoi. Yenem pays, because he has to pay, mitosh yachol yishov mishalem. Letakonosoi ve'itzosoi, migizogt chotsh, the other person will make a shvua, and not stand the chotsh has to lose right away. Yenem will machen a shvua. Before the netila, Yenem will machen a shvua. This is what Chazal will metaken, as Yenem will machen a shvua before the netila. Zostig me de takonu de rabbonon, as Yenem will machen a shvua. Takonu de rabbonon. But the tashlumim is mitoch shein yochol liyishov hameshalem. So b'meil it's not considered a shvua as anoitlim bichlal. It's considered a normal shvua. The stam a shvua de rabbonon. The tashlumim is mitoich. Or the name. It's not mitoich b'choshut. The yesedim shekenegdo is a takonu de rabbonon. Chazal said when a person is a choshut, he doesn't have to pay. He can't make a shvua. But it's a parsha of shvua. So Chazal stole the shvua on the shekenegdo. And the shekenegdo is noitel b'shvua. The shekenegdo is noitel b'shvua. The shekenegdoi is noitel b'shvua. This is what Chazal will attack. These are the two tzadim of Reb Leib. So weit, Chemleib says an afkemina. What would be if you have a shvua that doesn't have a mitoich? A shvua that was chal on a person duch gilgul. There's no din mitoich. And he's choshut. So if the first side, the shekaneda can't take with a shvua. The shekaneda never has a krech to take with a shvua. He's taking giboit of them as a mitoich. And a shvua that is no mitoich, like shvua is gilgul that is no mitoich, is no shekenegde. But if it's a takana de rabbonon that shekenegde can take with a shvua, kach tiknu chazal that shekenegde can take with a shvua. If it's a takana de rabbonon that shekenegde can take with a shvua, so here also the shekenegde can take with a shvua. Here also the shekenegde can take with a shvua. That's what he said from Rabbi Leib. Hazei Rabbi Leib shtos de chakir. So we saw yesterday the Teisves. Teisves asked the kasha be'etzem. We're going to go backwards. Teis asked the kasha, why by us, when Ado Aseidim, in the sugi that he's a choshur, we say, shekenegde nishma venoitel, and in chamishim yadane, vechamishim lo yadane, we don't say shekenegde. And in Asra de Rabbah, we don't say shekenegde. We say mitoich. Why we don't say shekenegde? Why by us we say shekenegde? And vechamishim yadane. And by Nasr Rabbah, we don't say mitoich. And Taisa said two terutzim. Taisa said two terutzim. The first terutz of Taisa's, you know why by us you say mitoich, and there you don't say mitoich? The reason by us you say mitoich of Taisa's is because loishavkes chaye. Loishavkes chaye lechol beria. If a choshud will have to pay mitoich, every person will come, and he will give something to the choshud, and then he will ask for double, and mitoch yochal leshav mishalem. This is the reason they did it. In a mizok teisus nochat teretz that the reason by us is mitoich and there is no mitoich by us is shekenegdo and there is no shekenegdo because by us he wants to make a shvua. So then we say shekenegdo. When he cannot make a shvua, we don't say shekenegdo. And we said yesterday that the Bach learns that the first teretz is learning that be'etzem passed in a choshud mitoich. So Teis asked the kasha, why by us is no mitoich? Why is shekenegdo? And why because atirikulo we say mitoich? And Teis answers, because atirikulo you say mitoich. Here also you have to say mitoich. She says, a rachmones, l'shavkes chay lechol berye. This is the first answer of Teis. The hainu, be'etzem pasdo amitoich. Why we say shekenegdo? Mat rachmones of him. If you say mitoich, everyone will take money from him. So we made a takana to Ivosoi, as Yenem will make a shvua, and not stam to take money from him. Oh, but if the first teretz, avada like the first side of Rablaim, that be'etzem is a mitoich by choshut. And be'etzem he has to pay because it's a mitoich he has to pay. He pays because it's a mitoich. Be'etzem he pays because it's a mitoich. No vas. He's a choshut. Rachmanes. No, he had the end of the shvua. Masha'ekir, what is the second teretz? So, the Bachlu in the second teretz says, nein, by choshud is no mitoich. By choshud is no mitoich. Why? When is mitoich? When you tell him, tisha b'ay teshalem. By choshud, you're not offering bichlal to pay. You're not offering him bichlal to make a shvua. When you're not offering to make a shvua, it's no mitoich. B'mele, you say shekenegdo. So, if we learn the tesis like the Bach, well, Kumo is that the Chkira from Rab Leib is the two Terutzim and Teisves. The first Teres of Teisves learned that Be'etzem Bachoshud is Mitoich. No, the reason is Shekenegdo is Rachmones. So Memele, why Yenem is Nevin B'Shvua? Be'etzem he has to pay mitzad Mitoich. No, Rachmones of him, so Yenem has to make a Shvua. Oh, but it's not a Shvua as a Neutlin. It's not a Shvua as a Neutlin Bichlal. It's Be'etzem Yenem has to pay. Yenem has to pay. It's not a Shvua as a Neutlin. And the second Teretz of Teisus will learn, nein, Be'etzem is no mitoich by Choshun, because you're never offering him to make a Shvua. And b'meira, why Yenem is taking Taka? A new Takona de Rabbonon, if Shvua is anoitlim, a naya Takona if Shvua is anoitlim, that Shekenegdi Nishma v'noitam. This was the way to learn the Teisus with the Bach. But we mentioned already yesterday, Miken is Shlomen Azeh. Said the Chazanish, Rabbi Zer Moshe, Neidem B'yudah, Miken is Shlomen Azeh. Why? Because if we're saying that the second Teretz learns that by Choshun you don't say mitoich, so we ask, why b'shteim chashudim chazro shvua lemikoyma? B'shteim chashudim, we go back to the first one and he has to pay. Why b'shteim chashudim he has to pay? The first one, if you don't say mitoich b'choshud, just as aloch, if shekenegdoi is a choshud also, so don't make a shvua. And if the aloch is b'shteim chashudim, you go back, chazro shvua lemikoyma, and the first one has to pay, so it's a raya that b'choshud you say mitoich. So what is the Teretz of Tosis? Al Kochu, we said in the Biyude, both Terutzim of Tosis hold Be'etzem that a Choshud is a Parsha from Mitoich, and Be'etzem he has to pay. No matter Rachmanes of him, other as we Shavkes, other because we didn't offer him a Shvua, but Mele Chazal will metak and then we should connect that he has to do a Shvua. This was Be'etzem, but we were Masik yesterday. So let me mesak him, but we were Masik, how are we going out? Because we said also, V'shteit Nishvoi Gishleima, you were Masik with the Duke. Hey boy, that is one Teretz. So, b'meile, we're learning in Tesvis, like Reb Leib Be'etzem is masik in the first tzad, that Be'etzem, when a person is choshed al ha-shvue, Be'etzem, he has to pay. Why? Because mitoich she'en yochel yishov ha-mishalem. Don't say the aloche. Mitoich she'en yochel yishov ha-mishalem. When a person is a choshed, we say, mitoich she'en yochel yishov ha-mishalem. So what is that sugi that we learn in B'metziyad Afei, v'imo yochoshud she'kenek de nishma? Boshet Chachmones of him. He's a choshud. What? He'll have to pay every time people call him in trouble. So Chazal made it a tekone. It's not that she connect though. If you want to take the money, make a shvua. Obviously, Nishkin shvua sanoitlim. Yene mach Nishkin shvua sanoitlim. The netila is because he has to pay. Alright, why he has to pay? He has to pay because Toshin Yochel Isham Mishalim he has to pay. He's paying because he has to pay. Just Be'etzem, Rachmanes. For the Rachmanes Shtiko, we tell Yene Mach HaShvua. Memele Yene makes a Shvua. So Memele, not everyone will come to ask for money from him. It costs us to make a Shvua. Things will be in the right proportion. But it's not Shvua Sanoitlim. And we're learning now, both Terutzim and Tesis are learning like that, that it's not Shvua Sanoitlim. Both Terutzim and Tesis are learning that it's not Shvua Sanoitlim. Both of them learned that Be'etzem the Mechayev is Mitoich. No, Yenem has to make a Shvua. Yenem has to make a Shvua. Yenem has to make a Shvua. Those in the Seder Advarim. Those in the Seder Advarim and Teisvus. So vayt, Reb Leib is Mare Be'etzba, that this Shtikl Teir, and I want it to be clear, because of them is Giboy the Lomdus of the Sugya. The Hainu. The Lomdus of the Sugya is not only that we had a Teisvus that we learned yesterday at Teisvus. I want now, let's up the words of Tesis. This was given the limud from yesterday, the inside of the Tesis. Now it's the outside of the Tesis, the Neshome. The Neshome of the Aloche, if she connect the Nishma Venoitel. Now we're saying two Yesoides. Yesoid Aleph, that Bechoshud we say Mitoich, so he has to pay. Yesoid Beis Rachmanes. So yet learn him to make a Shvua. When Yelen pays, it's with the condition that Yelen makes a Shvua. But now that he's Noitel B'Shvua, he's paying because he has to pay. This is the Lomdus. Because Mitoshin Yochel Yishav HaMishalem. He's paying because he has to pay. No, Yenem, normally Be'etzem, we would tell the Choshud, just pay off. What Rachmanes of the Choshud, and other, because we're not offering him a Shvut, two Terutzim of Tesis. So B'meila, we're telling him, B'tnai, B'lamazogin, the T'nai doesn't work. Shneim Choshudim. The T'nai doesn't work. If the T'nai doesn't work, we turn back. We go to the first person, we tell him to pay. That's the source of the door. That's the source of the Shmeis. Till Reb Leib brings down a Ran and Shvuas, the Ran and Shvuas says it Milo be Milo. The Ran and Shvuas, I was mitzayin mamish. The Ran says the whole Shtikl Teire. The Ran asks the Kashe, the Mishnah brings down in Shvuas, Shvuas Anoitlim, he brings down Choshut. Zog the Ran, Nein, it doesn't go. Lemando Omar Mitoich Shen Yochel Yishav Mishalem. It's not a Shvuas Anoitlim. The Ran says the whole Shtikl Teire. The Ran says the words. Le'de Rabbeve de Islim Yichoyim Shvuas Shen Yochel Yishav Mishalem Chayev Shvuas Bechoshud Mutal Al Anitba Lefi Yichoyim Chayev Lishalem Kevin Shen Yochel Yishav Elo Sheikilu Chachomim Olov Veitilu Shvuas Al Anitba. וכשהנדבה הוא חושוד כאב נתנה על חוזר שבוע למקוימו על כוח למחויר לדיין ונדבה אז אי זוגת אז אי זוגת that he said that for him is that בעצם is חייב לשלם that he said that for him is that בעצם is חייב לשלם that's what he said that for him just he kilu על הנדבה that he will חייב ינם but why he has to pay the Ran says the Velter Klo the reason he has to pay is because he's mechuyev shvuah ben yochel yishav ha-mishalem. That's the first chelik of the sugya. Let me gain, before the kasha is to the second chelik, we'll learn good the second chelik, and then we'll shtal the kasha of the sugya. Zog the gemore, Why in our sugya bichlal you have to handle shvua d'iraisa? Handle shvua seses. Haita sidah shvua seses. Handle shvua seses. Haisa chilukim nikitas chetzet. Na nikitas chetzet. We should get of that. Aber frag the gemara, ma laf kemine? Isa drabchir, lesa drabchir. Lema isa the shvua seses. And isa choshul. So the shekenegdo, you'll make the shvua seses. Anyway, the shekenegdo is at the rabbanon. So why you have to come to the whole sugya in isa drabchir, kama isa is chayv shvua smayl v'miktas? And the shekenegdo makes the shvua. And if it's a shvua seses, let the shekenegdo to make the shvua. Zog the Gemara, if will not be a shvua de reise, will only be a shvua de rabbanon, will not be a aloch of shekenegdo. Why? Takante le takante lo yavdinen. Takante le takante lo yavdinen. There's no din that shekenegdo nishba in a heses. But if it's no de reise, it's nishto shekenegdo. Frag this is a kasha. Frag this is a kasha. You can't make a takana that she connect the benishba venoitel. Einachanami. And a shvua seses, you don't say she connect it. Only in a shvua de raisi, you say she connect it. And a shvua de rabbanon, you don't say she connect it. For this is beseder. If there be no shvua de raisi here, and he's a choshut, so it's no she connect it. For this is, for other rabba. So b'meile, he will have to pay. He will have to pay because he's a choshud. Ve'inechol lishav ha'meshalem. Let me just taste the helmut base. Takante le takante. U'mitoch she'inechol lishav ha'meshalem le'shayechoche k'de perishis. U'mitoch she'inechol lishav ha'le'shayechoche k'de perishis. So what is this kasha? Einech enam yidom me'takante le takante. And the shekenegdo doesn't have to make a shvua seses. Obel fakir. If the first one cannot make a shvua, mitoch she'inechol lishav ha'meshalem. So Ktais says, no, we don't say mitoch shiniyachal ishah mishalem. Kede perishis. You don't say mitoch shiniyachal ishah mishalem. Why? Kede perishis. Amod netaisvus. Ktais says, the Gemara asked, why I have to come to Meidim Mikzas to say that it's shekenegdoi? Mechai mi heses, I'll be a choshud, and I'll be shekenegdoi. So Ktais says, nein. Zad the Gemara takadet takadet lo yavdinen. For a heses, we don't say shekenegdoi. So don't say shekenegdoi. But the first one is a choshut. If it's a choshut, so say mitoch shiniyachal ishav mishalem. If it's a choshut. So Ktaisvus, umitoch shiniyachal ishav mishalem l'shay chochik de perishis. What Ktaisvus means k'de perishis? Zog de Maharam, two Hesberim. The first Hesber in Teisvus. What is the first Hesber? Zeh beetzem steht Meseres HaShasir in Oislamed. What is Kedeperishis? Zog de Meseres HaShasir in the Maharam in the first Hesber. Kedeperishis in Amud Aleph. What is Kedeperishis in Amud Aleph? In Amud Aleph state that by Choshud you don't say mitoich. So even if it's no shekenegdoi, but by Choshud you don't say mitoich. So no chavol. The Gemara asks, forget about shvuas made with mikzas. Make shekenegdoi al tzeses. Takante takante le'avdinen. So we can't. So forget about the second one. But mechayev him to pay as mitoich shiochal eshav mishalem. So Teisus kine perishis you don't say it. Zog the Maharam and Meseres Hashas pshat in Teisus that in Choshud we don't say mitoich. This fits with the second teretz of Teisus that in Choshud we don't say mitoich. Ina mi zog the Maharam. On azeh shteit Rabbeinu Peretz and Teisa Rosh. Teisus means the Daf Gimel Amud Beis that the Rabbanon is not in mitoich. Only in the Shvuah Dei Reis is mitoich and the Rabbanon is not in mitoich. And this is Emes. Takim the Rabbanon, you don't say mitoich. So we have two pshatim in Teisus, what Teisus means. If Teisus means to say, ki the perishi is that by choshud you don't say mitoich. Other Teisus, by choshud you don't say mitoich. Other the pshat is, not that by choshud you don't say mitoich. By the Rabbanon you don't say mitoich. Now, lo ois cheshben ourselves. The first Hezbar of Meseres HaShas, and the Maharam, the Teisus means to say that by Choshud you don't say mitoich. First, it doesn't stim with the first Teisus, Teretz and Teisus in Amud Aleph. The first teretz of Teisus in Amud Aleph. Where is the first teretz of Teisus in Amud Aleph? Teisus saw that Bechoshet Yusein Itoich. Teisus only said, "What Rachmanes of him?" So we said, "L'shavkes Chayes to the Ozum will pay." The Ozum will make a shvur. But the first teretz of Teisus holds that Bechoshet Yusein Itoich. So if we want to learn like the Maharam, that Teisus means that we don't say Mitoich, because in Choshen you don't say Mitoich, it will only go with the second Teretz of Teisus. That Val, you never offered him to make a Shvu'eh, but mainly you can't say Mitoich. So first it's a very big Deichak. That Teisus here will go with the second Teretz in Amud Aleph. If in the first Teretz in Amud Aleph, we say Mitoich. Fakir, this was Teisus Kasha, say Mitoich. Teisus says, L'shavkes Chayeh. But on L'shavkes Chayeh, you say Mitoich. So what Teisus says that Bechoshen you don't say Mitoich? And even the second Teretz, we shlug that the second Teretz holds that Bechoshen you don't say Mitoich. We buy those that Teisus for sure holds that Bechoshen you say Mitoich. We bought a raya from Shteim Chashudim, you say Mitoich. It's very schwer to say that Teisus means to Amud Aleph that Bechoshen you don't say Mitoich. Not only that it's very schwer, we had G'doy Le'arishoinim, Teisus Arosh, and Rabbeinu Peretz, that say klor that Teisus means Daf Gimel Amud Beis. So after the Rishonim say that Teisus means Daf Gimel Amud Beis, so we go like the Rishonim. That Teisus means that why is no Chiyuv Shvur here? Why you don't say Mitoich? Because we're going with Gimel Amud Beis, that with the Rabbonim we don't say Mitoich. Only in the Deiraisa we say Mitoich. And in the Rabbonim we don't say Mitoich. And other Rabba, Bechoshen we say Mitoich. No, but the Rabbanon we don't say Mitoich. I know, but it's a right from the Rishonim that Bechoshen you say Mitoich. It's only Mitzad, which tastes of Gimel Amud Beis, that the Rabbanon you don't say Mitoich. Ad kana tastes in Amud Beis. So let me make a maskone from tastes in Amud Beis. What is the maskone from tastes in Amud Beis? The maskone is that tastes said that the Gemara says, Tepuk le Mitzad. Shvua seses, like the Gemara, you can't say shekinegdoi. Because takante le takante lo yavdinen. For they said, lozab de tzveite. Mechayiv him to pay mitoich. What is the answer? But the Rabbanon, we don't say mitoich. The Maharam had a tzad to say, Bechoshen, we don't say mitoich. We already said it on Mud Aleph, that Bechoshen, you say mitoich. This was the whole shir yesterday, that Bechoshen, you say mitoich. The Stasis says two reasons why we wanted Yenem to make a shvua. So, Shavkes Chayeh, Rachmanes, but Be'etzem, Bechoshen, you say mitoich. No, the answer is, but the Rabbanon, you don't say mitoich. Aber Azei, now Be'etzem, we have to start the sugya. And I want to be Maimi the Dvor. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, what is the tzus of the Shmaisa? The Gemara says that the Edim said that he ate two, he's mechuy of Shvu'a Asmoide b'miktas. So the Gemara is a choshud, mitoch shen yochel yishra ha-mishalem, the Shekenegdim makes the Shvu'a. The Shekenegdim makes the Shvu'a. Freg the Gemara, vos tafkumenza ha-shvu'a de reise, tepuk de mitzana shvu'a de rabonon, shvu'a seses, and the mele, the Shekenegdim will do the Shvu'a. Table mitzad shvua seses, and the shekenegdei will do the shvua. Zog the gemara, takante le takante lo yavdinen, takante le takante le heses. We don't say shekenegdei. Frek teisa kasha lo zav the shekenegdei. But if he can make a shvua mitoch shini yochal yishar ha-mishalem, zog teisa b'de rabbonon. We don't say mitoch shini yochal yishar ha-mishalem. Because the perish is in daf gimel. Only in a shvua the raisa we say mitoch, and in the rabbonon we don't say mitoch. Still here, it's clear. So it's clear. But as I frek tzach ha'aizen ha'kashe. Kveger frek de kashe. Kveger betech ha'dvorim frek de kashe. Reb Leib also asks it. In the end, voice Aleph, in Kapila, but in the end here, Reb Leib also asks the kashe. Kushi ha'tzuma. Kushi ha'tzuma, frek. But listen, I want this kasha to be very clear. Of them, I want to buy the sugya. We know what is the aloch of shekenegdoi. Why shekenegdoi nishba venoitel? Because we said beetzem bechoshut, the first one has to pay. He can make a shvuah mitoch shein yochel yishav ha-mishalem. He has to pay. Mot Rachmanes of him. Itoch shein yochel yishav Rachmanes. Every person will start up with the chashudim. You know, the pesach. You know, alta des b'fnei shovim. He's a rosher before. He doesn't have to lose all of his money. Mot Rachmanes of him. No, let the second person to make a shvuah. This is the giboit. Till Reb Leib calls it, it's not shvuah sanoiklim. He pays because he has to pay. No, amart rachmanes. Yena makes a shvuah. Maskim? Frag the Gemara Akashe. Why I need to come to a shvuah de reise? Teipuk limitzad a shvuah de rabbonon. Welche shvuah de rabbonon? Shvuah seses. And he's a choshud. The shekenegdi will do the shvuah. Gemara takante le yavdina. I want to ask you a shaila. What is the Gemara's kasha? Hey, Amud Aleph. Frag the Gemara, why I have to come to Shvuas Heses? And he's a choshud in the Sheken Egdoi. Why I have to come to Meidim Mikzas? I do ask him in Chayka Maise. And say, he's a choshud Sheken Egdoi. Say, Shvuas Heses, he's a choshud Sheken Egdoi. The Gemara answers takante to takante. Let's have the terrors of the Gemara. Let me trachen, what is the Gemara's kasha? What is the Gemara's kasha? Why I have to come to Shvuas Meidim Mikzas? Tapingly, mitzal Shvuas Heses. That what? He will make a Shvuas Heses. He can make Shvuas Heses. The Sheken Egdoi will make a Shvuas Heses. If we know already in Daf Gimel Amud Beis that the Rabbanon is no mitoich, but the Rabbanon is no mitoich. So when the first person is mechuyev v'shvuas eses and he's a choshud, is a mitoich or is no mitoich? When the first person has a shvuas eses, or he's a choshud, he has to pay or not? He has to pay or not? If he's a choshud, he doesn't have to pay. Why he doesn't have to pay? But with the Rabbanon, we don't say mitoich. So nochabo, the first person, where's the sheep? Where's the sheep? Says Le'adam, without make a shvuas eses. He's a choshut. He can't make a shvuas eses. He has to pay, he doesn't have to pay. He has to pay or not? He doesn't have to pay. No, so how you make a shvuas shekenegdoi? We said that shekenegdoi, we learn shalafi deran, we never stam say shekenegdoi. He has to pay, and rachmanes, so make a shvuas. But if he doesn't have to pay, Yenem cannot make a shvuas anoitlim and take the money from him. Yenem cannot make a shvuas anoitlim and take the money from him. There's no shvuah shekenegd the nishba v'noitel. There's no parsha of shvuah shekenegd the nishba v'noitel. There's no parsha of shekenegd the nishba v'noitel. Again, what was the amodas advarim from Rebbe Leib? That is no parsha in the Torah of shekenegdoi. The parsha starts, the first one is a choshut. Be'etzem pay. Hey, you're a choshut, I pay. You're a choshut, pay. Rachmanes, I'm paying. You know, if you want to collect the money, mach a shvua when you collect the money. If we talk, this isn't shvua de reise. If we're handling a shvua de rabbon and shvua seses. So the first one, when he's a choshut, he doesn't have to pay. No, so why should Canada will make a shvua and take the money? How Yenem will collect money? How Yenem will take to collect money? So, no, we know he's a choshud. Yeruchem. We know that.
There's no aidim. I am not.
No, we know.
How do you know?
1 second. So, what are more answers? Takante, takante, what takante, takante. We don't know he's a choshud. Let him to make sure assesses. Al kochoch. The Gemara knew that he's a choshud. Then the Gemara asks that she can aidim make a shvuah. So the Gemara takante, takante. The Pashtas does the Pshat in the Gemara, yeah? The Pashtas. So the Gemara was asking a Kasha. What the Gemara was asking a Kasha? Why I have to come to Meidim and Mikdas to make a Sheken Egdoi? Make a Sheken Egdoi mitzad the Shvuas Eses. The Shaila is, if they are noch like Reb Leib, let me learn in the Reb Leib. That Be'etzim is no parsha of Sheken Egdoi. Sheken Egdoi doesn't exist. What Reb Leib was miyaset us? Be'etzim, the first one has to pay when he's a choshud, we say mitoich. And Be'etzim he has to pay. Ma'at Rachman is afim? Ma'at Rachman is afim? Pay? So we say, listen, when Yenem is going there, it's only with a Shvuah. Yenem is going there, it's only with a Shvuah. So, but it's not parsha of Shvuah Sanoitlim. This is the whole Reb Leib. It's not parsha of Shvuah Sanoitlim. The Shekenegdo is not the Sloshen Aran and Shvuahs. She ain't got Shvuah Sanoitlim, Zavderan. It's not called Shvuah Sanoitlim. He pays because he pays. She's Rachmanis, so Yenem makes a Shvuah. But in Shvuah says that you don't have to pay. In Shvuah says that you don't have to pay. It's not mitoich with the Rabbanon. If it's not mitoich with the Rabbanon, so you don't have to pay. So it's not mocking to the Shekenegde. So Shekenegde doesn't start. On takante le takante lo yavdinen. I feel on the side of takante le takante lo yavdinen. What's the shaykh is takante le takante? If we would say, like the second side of the Chakira. There is no mitoich b'choshut. It's a naya parshev shekenegdoi. It's a naya parshev shekenegdoi. If it's a naya parshev shekenegdoi. I hear. So make a naya parshev in the Rabban. Make a naya parshev in the Rabban. And Shavua says, it's make a naya parshev. But we say for the Rebbe, it's not naya parshev. It's no parshev b'chlal of shekenegdoi. Shekenegdoi is only a knech. Only a knech. Be'etzem pei. At Rachmanis, no, Yenem v'mei. Aber Yenem ken ish nemem mit ha-shvue. It's not a shvue sanoitlim. This is the Ran, who made a copy here. This is Lashon B'Kloshon Aran inside. It's not a shvue sanoitlim, zog the Ran. Islam, Yenem gives you because he has to give you. And we said, Lemoshel, if Yenem is a choshud, so he gives you without a shvue. Aber in a shvue says that he doesn't have to pay what he doesn't have to pay. So b'meile, what will help Shekenegdoi? So what's the Gmoris Kashe? What is the Gmoris Kashe? The Gemara is asking a kasha, tape with him inside Shavuos Esses. How it will work with the Shavuos Esses? How it will work with the Shavuos Esses?
What's
how?
The
point of a Shavuos Esses? When he's not a choshud, he has to make a Shavuos.
Okay,
he doesn't want to put him in a cheirem. What do you do today if someone doesn't want to come? Someone comes late to say that. What do you do to him? It's not. We have something to punish a person. He's wrong. What do I mean? He's wrong. Chazal said he has to make a shvua. I'll explain to you. If you're asking Stam, when Chazal said you have to make a shvua, and you don't make a shvua, bederech klal, everyone thinks that you're a liar. The psak is you have to make a shvua. You're not doing it. Everyone knows you're wrong. Not every time. Chazal said you lose the money because you're not showing that you're right. So he doesn't make a shvua. And not every time. Not every time Chazal have the koyach to machirch you to pay the money. But you make a shvua. If you don't pay shvua, says they put you in a chirim. It's amazing. Well, you look like a liar. Yeah. Next time when you come to ask, yeah, shum bayah. So pay if you don't want. Is a halacha you have to make a shvuah seses? No, it's no chiyuv mitoich. We can't force you. We can't mon you. We can't take the money. You could walk out of Beis Din. But next time when you come to Beis Din for a different favor, they'll tell you we're waiting for you. You mechuyuv a shvuah in Beis Din. Mitoich is another halacha that it becomes al pi halacha. Beis Din could take your house. Becomes a chiyuv mamon. It becomes a chiyuv mamon. Beis Din could take your house. It becomes a chiyuv mamon. Aber mit kol mokem, the Gemara is very schwer. The Gemara is very schwer. The Gemara is asking a kasha. The Gemara is asking a kasha. Typically, mitzad shvuas eses. How will help her shvuas eses? How will help her shvuas eses? Again, on Rebleib, the Gemara is givaldik. It's a din that when a person is mechuyev shvuah and he's a choshud, the shekenegdei comes and makes a shvuah and takes the money. No shaychus to mitoich. It's not giboit al mitoich. Frey the Gemara and Hesses do the same thing. The Gemara, takante lo yavine. Lemaisa, we don't do it. Oh, but if it's a giboit al mitoich? If it's a giboit al mitoich? How the Gemara had a tzad, and in Shavuos Esses, we could make Shekenegdoi, who had a shlok to this ganze tzad. Aber was kommt in Tod, it's not our tzad, it's a chidush ha-aran. It's a chidush ha-aran in Shavuos. It's a chishoinim. But our chidush was with Tesis before, was with Nevi Bey, the Lomdus and Tesis, but the Iker Lomdus, the Ran, and all the chishoinim in Shavuos. The Ritvo in Shavuos, the Rashbo in Shavuos, all of the chishoinim speak out that Lomdus, like Rav Leib puts it down. So the Gemara is, Mamish Amod Negemore? Is that Mamish Amod Negemore? This is the first shaila. Second shaila, Frank Rabkiveger. Frank Rabkiveger noch a kasha. And it's not shmel less from the first kasha. You know what? Lam is talking, the Gemara didn't know now that with the Rabbanu you don't say mitoich. Maybe the Gemara didn't know it. The Gemara could have answered that with the Rabbanu you don't say mitoich. She didn't think about it. She could have said it. She didn't think that with the Rabbanu you don't say mitoich. Maybe the Gemara thought that with the Rabbanu you do say mitoich. So I'm asking you a shayla. So if with the Rabbanu you say mitoich, lama zogin that with the Rabbanu you say mitoich. Sayda, with the Rabbanu you say mitoich. Now, so be'etzem the first person has to pay. So if you would not say shekenegdoi, what would happen? he will have to pay. Right? This will be Teis Kasher Amud Beis. He will have to pay. So if you will say Shekenegdoi, you will save him. So the Shekenegdoi is against him or for helping him? Again. Lamezalim, the Gemara didn't know that the Rabbani don't say Mitoich. Because if the Gemara knew it, we said the Gemara doesn't start. So Lamezalim, that the Gemara didn't know that with the Rabbanon you don't say mitoich. And the Gemara taught that with the Rabbanon you also say mitoich. So while the Gemara taught that with the Rabbanon you also say mitoich, so b'mele the Gemara had a kasha, if with the Rabbanon you say mitoich, so say she can egg that. But the ganze lomdus, he has to pay, save him, so she can egg that. So what is the she can egg that is coming? To help him, right? The verse of the Gemara, takanta lehavdinen. Why takanta lehavdinen? Try to help him. Takanta lehavdinen alamol means, We're not such a machmir. We made one takone, we're not makes two takones. But if the shekenegdo is only to save him, not to pay, you don't say takante le takante le avdinen. Why? Takante means, lama zogin is no shekenegdo. And it's no mitoich. It's no mitoich. It's no shekenegdo and it's no mitoich. So what? So we say shvuah seses. You can't make a shvuah. Too bad. No, say Shekenegdoi, we'll make a shvuah, we'll take your money. Ad kan, I made a shvuah reses. To say also Shekenegdoi, takanta takanta lehavdina. But if the lomdus is punkfakert, if the lomdus is punkfakert, that be'etzem, he has to pay. No vos, chazal meile takone, rachmones, to say that Yenom will make a shvuah. So what do you answer me, takanta takanta lehavdina? What kind of answer is takanta takanta lehavdina? What kind of answer is it? What kind of answer is it? Takandel, takandel, leavdinen. Takandel, takandel is alamol if it's a chumre. But if lo yatzuya, they will not do shekenegdo, he will have to pay. Lo yatzuya, the rabbono, we say mitosh yochel isha mishalem. So val is chai b'shvua seses, he has to pay. So like the gemara, no? But make a shvua shekenegdo, takandel, takandel, leavdinen. And what will be the aloche? He will have to pay. Takandala takandala avdinan means when we were machmir on him shvua seses, enough. Not step on top of step. But to save him, what, the rabban will be more chomer from the iraisa? In the iraisa, the choshud doesn't have to pay. We save him by giving the other person a shvua. And but the rabban will not save him? But the rabban will not save him? That's Rabbi Kibayegas kasha. So, noch einmal, wir haben zwei Kashas in der Suge. Zwei starke Kashas in der Suge, das beitzen sie besagen, aber derich von Abimon Efshach. Aber derich von Abimon Efshach. Der Hein. If we learn Pshat, that the Rabbanon is no mitoich, so what does the Gemara's Kasha make Shekenegdoi? What does the Gemara's Kasha make Shekenegdoi? We said Shekenegdoi is only after I have to pay. Rachmanes and me, the other person makes the shvuah. But Be'etzem is not deal Shekenegdoi have a koyach to take mitzad atzmoi. If I have to pay anyways, so they said Shekenegdoi, chod Shekenegdoi will do the shvuah. Don't make me to pay as choshut, say the Shekenegdoi. Don't make me to pay, say the Shekenegdoi. Avdem sigi boit. But if the Rabban you don't say mitoich, so the Gemara's kasha doesn't make sense. Ein kasha from Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Zweite kasha from Rabbi Kiva Eiger. So Rabbi Kiva Eiger, if you say lo mezogin that the Gemara didn't know about it, and the Gemara didn't think about it, and the Gemara taught that the Rabban you say mitoich, and this is the reason the Gemara taught, but as you could say shekenegdoi. Val as a mitoich. The melee you could say shekenegdoi. No, so what ever the Gemara takandel takandel ayavdinen? But in the Raisa, you don't say mitoich. Why? You say shekenegdoi. You save him. So the Rabban will be more chomer. Takandel, takandel, animal is that we don't want to be machmir so much. But if the shekenegdoi is a kule, so why not to say shekenegdoi? So what? And if he doesn't swear, he's also chayim.
No, but
because
the
takandel
makes him
potter. No, so it helps.
So that's
why. In the Raisa, we save it. The Rabban will be more chomer from the Raisa. In the Raisa, we don't want him to pay. We want the other person to help him.
No, it's less. Less than the Raisa.
Figure out the numbers.
So,
if they were not say Shekenegdoi, what will happen? He would have to pay. Before Takandel Takandel, if we say to me, we say Mitoich with the Rabbanon.
So then we have to pay, but after Takandel Takandel, we say he's Potter.
I don't know why.
Sure.
So what is the Avon HaSadvol? So Rabbi Kiva Eiger gives a Eitzah. Rabbi Kiva Eiger gives a Eitzah. Zog Rabbi Kiva Eiger has a Eitzah. Zog Rabbi Kiva Eiger has a Eitzah. Zog Rabbi Kiva Eiger. The Kiva Eiger is in the Chidush. It says a pilpul. Zog Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Al darach a pilpul, Rabbi Kiva Eiger is gerech. Al darach a pilpul, Rabbi Kiva Eiger is gerech. Fakt der Aposhte pilpul. He says, you know what? The Gemara taught al be'emet that the Rabbonon you say mitoich. So she asked the eyes in the kashe. So Barazay says she can egdoi. It's exactly like the rice of the Torah from Rabbi Leib. He bets him is chayev. No rachmones. Tell the other person to make a shvua. You know what the Gemara answered? Takante le takante lo yavdinan? The Gemara meant to say that the alochev mitoich shen yochol yishoa mishalem is a takone. Takantele, takantele, yavdinen, Chazal will never metaken mitoich in the Rabbonon. This Yesod of Tesis, that in the Rabbonon we don't say mitoich, was nischadish in this line of the Gemara. Dehainu, in the Kashif in the Gemara taught that in the Rabbonon we say mitoich. If we say mitoich, so Shekinegda could make the Shvur, because he really has to pay. Rachmanes, let the other person to make a Shvur. And even in the Rabbonon, it's helping him. Zog the Gemara, takantele, takantele, yavdinen, you had a mistake. You had a mistake. It's one thing Chazal say, make a shvuah seses. But to say that if he didn't make the shvuah, he will have to pay. It's already second level in the takone. Takantele, takantele, yavdinen. The Gemara is going back to the original takone of shvuah seses. The Gemara says like this, Chazal, every time you make a shvuah, then the next step. If you don't make a shvuah, you have to pay, right? Every shvuah has two levels. Please make a shvuah. You don't make a shvuah, please pay. It's the second level of the takone. When they made a takone, they made a takone number A, shvua seses. Everyone has to make a shvua. Over B, that if he doesn't make a shvua to pay, takandele takandele yavdinen. That Chazal didn't do. B'meila, what is the Gemara's answer? B'meila, you can't say shekenegdoi. The Gemara meant to say the Yesod of Tesis says in Amud Beis, Kol Kach Leimash Rabba Tesis, but the Yesod of Tesis in Amud Beis, that the Rabbanon, you don't say mitoich, is nischadish in our Gemara betakanda letakanda layavdinen. So I'm giving you both kashes and the Yushev Keachas. Dehainu, we ask the kashe, if there's no mitoich with the Rabbanon, if there's no mitoich with the Rabbanon, so how the Gemara wanted to shekenegdoi? Oh, but in the Kashi, the Gemara taught that it is a mitoich mid the Rabbanon. She taught that the Rabbanon will be exactly like the Eraise. That if he has to make a shvua, he has to pay. The male, if he's a choshud, he has to pay. The male, if the Gemara makes shekenegdoi. Mali the Eraise, mali the Rabbanon. And forget, Chazal cannot be machmir more from the Eraise. And there's no svar of takante, takante. And for the Gemara, you had a wrong yesoid. You taught in the Rabbanon, we say mitoich. You got it wrong. They can make one takona. They can make two takonas. But maybe with the Rabbanon is no mitoich. If it's no mitoich, so maybe you can't say shekenegdoi. Because shekenegdoi is giboit of mitoich. Shekenegdoi is giboit of mitoich. It's givaldik. It's a pilpul. But one thing is, look inside, take, we have the copies, Tesis and Gittin Mendalet on Mudbeis, he posh says it word by word in one line. It's the only place Tesis says it in Shas. Because all the places, I think Tesis says Mefush the Leker Rab Kiveiga. I think they underline that line even. The Bishvua de Rabbonon lo yamrinen mitoich, mishum de takante le takante lo yamrinen, lo yavdinen. He says, why you don't say mitoich mit the Rabbonon? The takante le takante lo yavdinen. He says it. Why mit the Rabbonon we don't say mitoich? Takante le takante, ki namrin le bebo mitzia. Till on Rab Kiveger, sin ishto azah gemore, the gemore spok ma shekenegdoi. The gemore spok ma shekenegdoi. State in thesis and gittin, this is the way he's learning the gemore. He's learning the Gemara ki Rab Kiva Eiger. He's learning the Gemara ki Rab Kiva Eiger. He's learning the Gemara ki Rab Kiva Eiger. So this is the Mahalach of Rab Kiva Eiger. Rab Kiva Eiger is in the Chidushim here. So Avad, it's a very mechudosh dike pshat.
What is
to the preach? No, not Teis Bayos. Wait. Teis is in Gittin. Teis in Gittin steht aus Klo? Moishi. Teis in Gittin steht aus Klo? He says, why? But the Rabbanu you don't say mitoich? Why but the Rabbanu you don't say mitoich? Because takanda le avdinen. Our Gemara speaks about something else. So lefi Rabbi Akiva Eiger, fakert. Kum dois, that all of the kashes hem yeshuva. All of the kashes, does it the gibayit of the sugya. Nahainu. We're learning the sugya only one way. Like Rebleib, like the Ram. We're learning like Rebleib and like the Ram. That the yesoid is that bechoshut we say mitoich. That bechoshut we say mitoich. Nahainu, if a person is choshut, we say mitoich shen yochel yishova mishalem. Bechoshut you say mitoich. And b'meile, this is the giboid of the din shekenegdoi. Shekenegdoi is not a din of shvua. Sanoitlim lo shunaran avade. He's not noitel b'shvua. He gets the money because he gets it, because he deserves to get it. Mitzad mitoich. What rachmon es afem? So we said, let the other person to make a shvua. Yenim can make a shvua. Shteim chshudim chozra shvua lemekoyma. B'meile, what is the din of shekenegdoi? It's poshut the mitoich. Metaknech, Rachmanes. You had learned to make a shvuah before he takes the money. Don't give him the money, stam. Make him to make a shvuah. Oh, but the aside is, the mitoich is the giboit of the din shekenegdoi. Aye, what is the Gemara asking a kasha with the Rabbanon also? Because the Gemara in the kasha says that the Eger doesn't know that with the Rabbanon you don't say mitoich. So she thinks that with the Rabbanon you also say mitoich. Oh, but Razay with the Rabbanon you also say shekenegdoi. So you had a mistake. The din mitoich is only in the Eraisa, it's not in the Rabbanon. If the din mitoich is only the Eraisa, not in the Rabbanon, so with the Rabbanon you can't say shekenegdoi. Because shekenegdoi is giboid of mitoich. If you don't have mitoich, you don't have shekenegdoi. Yeah, that's clear. This would be givaldik if we'll be learning Gittin. I'm giving in the Likutim here, maybe it's the Likutim from Gittin, take it. If you learn Gittin, it's not Givaldik. I think Taisa says it in Gittin. As we learn Taisa in Gittin, Muzman learn Nasei. As we learn Gittin, Muzman learn Nasei. But when you learn about Metzia, I think we cannot learn like that. I'll tell you why. First, why Taisa in Daf Gimel, when he was Mechadish the Yesoid, that with the Rabbanu you don't say Mitoich, he didn't say, Kedemuchach, Kedeisa le Kamon Dafei? It's all for the Gemara. Say, Kedeisa le Kamon Dafei? Second of all, Taisa dibra maschil takante le takante. Umitoch shen yochel yishoa mishalem lo yishoa yichoche, kede perishis, kede amrina nitzter. Kede perishis? What's kede perishis? This is the sugi here. Kede, I think Moshe, this is what you meant to ask before. Kede perishto, yeah? What's kede perishis? But I'll bring you another Taisvis. Look in Taisvis. Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. Look in Taisa Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis, in the bottom of the Amud. Taisa says the same Yesoid, that with the Rabbanu you don't say Mitoich. That with the Rabbanu you don't say Mitoich. Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis, the last line of Taisa Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. Taisa says, with the Rabbanu you don't say Mitoich. Kedemashma. Kedem mashma leil perikame. What is mashma leil? Mefurish leil. What is mashma leil? Hey, Amud Beis. What is mashma leil? Mashma means, avad it's not the pshat in the sugye, but the cheshbon teis as a kasha, was me mitoich chobaraya. If this is the gemore, you don't say kedem mashma leil. Mashma leil mashma, the sugye is the sugye. Chob dot na kasha from mitoich. Muchach in the sugye that you don't say mitoich. But if this is the longest of the sugya, it's not going to mashmalei. So b'meile, Rabbi Akiva Eiger's pshat is Hashem pshat. But it's not an eitzah for us. So we're going back to the problems. Dainu, maybe the chidush, maybe you could have learned a zama halach. Maybe you could have learned a zama halach. Maybe the chidush Aran will learn such a mahalach. Maybe the chidush Aran will learn such a mahalach. But we have a kasha. In our thesis, he doesn't say that this is the Gemara by us. He doesn't bring it not in Daf Gimel and not in Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. And also by us, Kede Perishis. He doesn't say that Dos Mechirab Kivegel, Dos is the Sugya, though. Kede Perishis. Kede Perishis. Dos is the Sugya, Mechirab Kivegel. It's time, it's a whole pilpul of Kivegel. That this is what the Gemara means, Takant and Takant. It's a Geoinus from Rab Kivegel. It's a Geoinus from Rab Kivegel. Hatzor HaSapshat. So let me get back to the Ikar Kasha that we have, and this is what we have to be Etzem Miyashin. So Akash is Be'etzem, we stelled that side the tesis in the Mudalef, the Ba'amaskel Shekenegdoi, and side the Ba'amaskel Vetakante, all of them are learning that Be'choshud Yusei Mitoich. And everyone is learning that the Yusei of Shekenegdoi is, the Yusei of Shekenegdoi is Be'etzem, that Be'etzem he has to pay. Because Be'etzem is Be'etzem Yachal Yishua Mishalem. Be'etzem he has to pay. Now, about Rachmanes, so Yenem Machta Shvua. So Yenem Machta Shvua. So Mele, we're asking a question, but the Rabbana that he doesn't have to pay, is no Mokim of Shekenegda. There's no Mokim of Shekenegda. So Mele, what is the Gemara's Kashi? That Teipur Lemitzad Shvua Seses. The Gemara wants that Teipur Lemitzad Shvua Seses. How the Gemara wants that will be Teipur Lemitzad Shvua Seses? B'Shvua Seses can he's done Shekenegdoi. Shekenegdoi is Giboit of Mitoich. How the Gemara wants that Shvua Seses will be Shekenegdoi? But there's no beginning. The whole beginning is that he has to pay, and Yenem is not Noitel B'Shvua. Loshen Aran is not Noitel B'Shvua. He's Noitel Kedinoi. No, he has to make a Shvua. But B'Shvua Seses, that Yenem doesn't have to pay, how will help a Shvua Shekenegdoi? That's the Kasha Be'etzem of the Sugya. And if we don't want to go with the Eitzef of Rav Kiva Eger, so we have a Kasha. On the Eitzef of Rav Kiva Eger, we have a Kasha. What's the terms? Muzman zogen da anu mehalach. Muzman zogen da anu mehalach. Say that vorim Reb Nochem was meyased, andere meyased. There's a lot of rayas to it. Do you say that vorim is azay? Avad, bedas haran, I don't know if, when the ran steht, the shtikotere, like Reb Leibs puts it down, klar, and brera, that's the way we meyased, both faces him, and the ran steht, maybe the only way will be take it, to follow Rav Kiva Eger's Mahalach in the Suya, maybe take a thesis in Gittin, we'll learn like that. But in our thesis, that we know that it's not the Pshat in the Gemara. It's not the Pshat in the Gemara. I'll tell you, someone said that we're going to have to say a new Pshat. I heard once, is a Rashi de Bramaskel v'Takante. If you see the good Rashi, that Hei Amud Beis, a very big Arichas in Rashi. What is Takante? The Takante lo yavdinen. When Adam will show what Rashi is Marich. As we know, it's the other stickle from Rav Kiva Eger, but it's very geschmack that Rashi is masber, that the Gemara is kepshuta. The takante, the shvus anoitim, the takon, the takante, the leavdinen. It's a ganz arichas in Rashi, though. It's a ganz arichas in Rashi. It doesn't want to explain. Shvus anoitim is a connect, though. Rashi goes over, that's just the rabbon, the takante, but Moshe. So we're not learning like Rav Kiva Eger. We're not learning like Rav Kiva Eger. So we need a new pshata in the sugi. The terrace is as a. It's beduik in the sach gemoris. I want to start the yesoit. The Yesod is a new Pshat in Shekenegdoi Nishba V'Noitel. The Pshat is as it. Could be Bechoshud you say Mitoich. Could be you don't say Mitoich. Mach Nishtois. Lama Zaron you say Mitoich. The vote of Shekenegdoi is Chazal can't stam throw it. Shekenegdoi. It's a halacha that is called Hipuch Shvua. Hipuch Shvua. As a halacha of hipuch shvua, but the Gemara says bichlal that is a musig of hipuch shvua. The Moshe, when a person is made by mikzas is chayev shvua, he could tell the other person, you know what? Make a shvua and take the money. Be'etzem, Hashem gave me a right to make a shvua and to become patu. Want to explain? I'm made by mikzas, so now they tell me 50, you have to pay. The other 50, it's up to you. If you want to make a shvua, you don't have to pay. If you don't make a shvua, you have to pay. But if I want to make a shvua and not to pay, no one could do nothing about it. I could make a shvua and become patu. I could say, listen, I'm throwing the choice in your hand. You can make a shvua and collect the money for me. It's bad for me. I can't be patu in a shvua. I could throw over the shvua. We'll see later, it's Gemoris and Daf Mem Aleph. There's a musig of hipuch shvua. But, Leinyoneinu. The Yesod of the Shekenegdoi Chazal went, they took off the shvua from the first person, they put it on the second person. Now look what happens when they peel it off the first person and they put it off on the second person. The first person loses his shvua. He becomes ois mitoch shliyachol eshoa mishalem. He's not chayav shvua anymore. He becomes patu. It's normal mitoch. They took it off him. Vali zachoshu, they took it off. They did it because they had rechmon. It's not sure why they did it. They took it off. Now he's not mechoyav shvua anymore. And now they put the shvua on the other person. And now when he takes the money, it's a shvuas anoitlim. Yenim doesn't have to pay anymore. The Ran is mashma, we left it there. Just you make episode shvua just to make it comfortable when you take the money. No. The gather of Chazal is, they took off the shvua from the first person. They took it off. And they put it on the other person. Now Yenim is noitel b'shvua. Yenim is noitel b'shvua. One of the diyukim to this pshat is the Gemara says, "Hoyu shneim chashudim, chozro shvua limekoimo." What is chozro? She's there the whole time. The Ran struggles with it. If you see, he tries like, "What is chozro?" The Ran struggles with it. The Teretz says it was off. It has to come back, and it's a tzad that it doesn't come back. The Ran says, no, it was never such a tzad, the Gemara just meant. The Hainu. First, the Etzem Advorim. We're coming now with a new Mehalach of Shekin Egdoi. Not be Etzem, he pays, Alzi pays, and Grada Yenem makes a Shvua. When they said Shekin Egdoi, they took off the Shvua from the first person. And they made a new Parsha of a Shvua that is called the Shvua Sanoitlim. It's called the Shvua Sanoitlim. So the Mishnah and Shvua brings it down the Shvua Sanoitlim. The Ran has a kasha, why it's there, so the Ran terutzim. Nein, it's called a new Shvua Sanoitlim. He's not paying us mitoich. He's paying us Shvua Sanoitlim. Yenem is noitel b'shvua. And b'shteim chashudim is a new parsha of chozro shvua l'mekoimo. Sa'anaye parsha. Avadim, it's a boyandois. But we'll see, this is Shaykh Osen de Rabbonon. After Siddur as a parsha, who said they did it only in the Eireise? Could be they did it also in the Rabbonon. They didn't do it in the Rabbonon. But that's the Tchilas Advorim. That's the Amodas Advorim from the Sugya. I've had them in the Ma'arich of them. So Hashem tomorrow we'll go deeper into the Cheshbonos. Kasha, like the Parishis, can't be that.